Good afternoon. It's Friday, September 6th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's South Carolina headlines. Residents who fled the coast are heading home just a day after Hurricane Dorian swept by the Palmetto State. Governor McMaster lifted all evacuation orders at 10 a.m. this morning. Returning residents are encouraged to exercise patience and expect lengthy travel times, blocked roadways, and detours back to evacuated areas, and are asked not to drive around barricades or use emergency lanes that are needed for first responders. With Hurricane Dorian clear of South Carolina, coastal communities will spend the coming days coping with the storm's effects, but Horry County might have the easiest cleanup along the South Carolina coast, as Scott Morgan reports.
Dorian hung over the Myrtle Beach area for about 20 hours Thursday. The storm's entire stay, though, was ultimately much less trouble than feared. Some Horry County residents were without power this morning. Some traffic lights remained out. A few fallen trees blocked some roads, mostly near Lake Waccamaw, and the lake also spilled over its banks, causing some minor flooding issues for properties closest to the water. But for the most part, that ended up being the worst of it. Save for some leaf litter and some relatively minor roof damage to a few buildings, the otherwise disastrous Dorian left its worst away from Horry County. Perhaps the most lasting image of the storm for the county will be that of the red SUV found abandoned in the surf at North Myrtle Beach Thursday. News images of the Jeep getting pounded by waves have already triggered spoof videos on social media, and one Horry County official even joked that the vehicle could become a new tourist attraction for the beach. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
Power is returning to the coast. As of 5:30 this afternoon, around 70,000 electric customers were still without power, the majority of them in Charleston County. At its peak, more than 250,000 customers lost power during Hurricane Dorian's slow trek off the coast. Dominion Energy expects to return power to most, if not all, customers by Sunday. Just a few Duke Energy customers are still without power in the PD. Moving on, state officials are touring the coastline to survey the damage and check in with local emergency agencies. Governor McMaster visited emergency operations centers in Horry, Georgetown, and Charleston counties. This week in South Carolina, host Gavin Jackson also had an opportunity to tour the coast. He filed this report from the cabin of a chopper.
Flying over the South Carolina coast from Sullivan's Island to lesser developed parts of coastal Charleston County and McClellanville, it was clear that coastal structures successfully weathered Hurricane Dorian, as seen from above on this sunny day after rains and strong wind gusts felled trees and caused power outages to more than 240,000. From the air, only ponding in some areas was noticeable. Some beach erosion, and in some parts of Isle of Palms, it was clear that water had gone up to, and in some cases, past the dunes. Places like Debordieu and Pawleys Island dealt with significant storm surge from the storm. I'm Gavin Jackson for South Carolina Public Radio above the Charleston coast.
That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.